And so it came to pass in the year 2014, the year of a possible Lord, that's a philosophical question, decide for yourself, I won't presume. The UUA noticed that many UU members seemed to vanish over the summer, and we know it wasn't the rapture. No, we suspect that some members who claim to be visiting relatives or far lands, say Topeka, 3 months, are actually holed up in their basements watching Bill Moyers reruns. To make up for the potential loss of members, it was decided by some in authority, it's time to recruit more Unitarians. Many ideas considered, including handing out flyers in the parking lot of Whole Foods. This failed, as UU members would be distracted by the variety of olives in the olive bar and forget to hand out flyers. After this, someone suggested, well, hand them out at Trader Joe's, but those members went into the cookie section and were never seen again. Finally, someone struck on the idea of sending out missionaries. It works for others. And with that, the UUA picked Boof to premiere the missionary pilot program. This is the not quite true story of Boof's first and possibly last missionaries. Our scene opens on our heroes eagerly awaiting details of their mission.
We're going to be missionaries. I can't believe that out of all those applications, that sea of applications, they chose us. Headquarters must think quite highly of us.
They think highly of us, all right. We're the only ones that applied.
What?
Everybody's on vacation. They're camping. Backpacking across Europe, protesting income inequality, getting arrested for adding just 4 little words. You know, fun stuff.
Yeah, when I don't see someone at Boof on Sunday, I assume they've been arrested.
So where do you think we're going? I'm hoping for Tahiti. Better yet, Monaco. They say Nice is nice. There's a lot of possible Unitarians in there. I really feel good about our chances.
Oh, I'm hoping for Patagonia or Italy. Lake Como is very nice. Oh, hey, look at this. It's from headquarters.
Headquarters? Well, open it up, man. The suspense is killing me. Well, suspense and old age.
You know, what's in this envelope could change our lives. The contents of this envelope contain our future, my friend. It will tell us where we are going to serve as UU missionaries. It holds our dreams, our fates, our
good
futures.
Good God, you sound like the ministerial search committee. Just open the darn letter.
All right, all right. Let me do this. All right. Okay, to whom it may concern. Wow, sounds official.
Yeah, very personal, but not too overfamiliar.
To whom it may concern, becoming a missionary for Unitarian Universalism is not something to be entered into lightly. One must truly reflect and meditate.
Yeah. Get to the good stuff. Where are we going?
The UUA are pleased to announce that David Scott and Alan Schwartzman, hey, that's us. We're going to...
Where? Monaco? North Dakota? Salt Lake?
Okay, we're going to Meridian.
Meridian? In Idaho? Is there a Meridian in Tahiti?
I know, we might as well be going to North Dakota.
What are we
going
to do in Meridian?
Bear witness to life, I suppose.
Our two heroes are subdued, but like all spiritual pilgrims, determined to make the best of it, come rain or shine, Tahiti or Meridian. Before they go into the wild subdivisions, however, they must meet with their trainer.
Good morning, missionaries. I'd like to welcome you both to the new UU Missionary Pilot Program. Remember, Headquarters will be watching you to determine if we continue this program. This is historic. The pressure is immense. Any questions?
Can we drink?
Only with a nice Italian meal. Okay. We have a full day of workshops ahead of us.
We have workshops? What kind?
Oh, all sorts. Impromptu chalice lighting, fire safety, meditations, interpretive dance, comparative religions, focusing your chi, social justice, the seven principles, hot yoga, really hot yoga, death yoga.
Wait, what's death yoga?
Oh, you'll find out eventually.
How about room temperature yoga?
That's just yoga. No, we don't have time for that. Before we begin, do you have your elevator speeches ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Me.
Go on.
Unitarian Universalism is an organization of spiritual seekers committed to honoring the individual paths of faith and spiritual practice. It is an organization that represents various congregations of people who understand that there are many paths to the holy. It acknowledges that spirituality can be both intensely personal as well as a shared experience. Unitarian Universalism does not give you a faith. Each individual is free to seek their own experience with the divine, regardless of background or circumstance.
Very nice.
Oh, that's horrible. Where'd you find that? Wikipedia? You need to work on yours a lot more.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear yours.
So, here we are in this elevator with all of you lovely people. Sounds like a perfect time to talk about my liberal faith.
The elevator is metaphorical.
Now, some of you may be wondering about the history and principles of Unitarianism. Let me lay it on you, man. Oh, what a piece of work is Unitarianism. How noble in reason, how infinite in faculties, in form and moving, how express and admirable, in action, how like an angel, in apprehension, how like a god, the beauty of the world, the paragon of mankind. And yet, to me, what is this quintessence of dust? Man delights not me, nor woman neither, though by your smiling you seem to say so.
My lord, there was no such stuff in my thoughts. Hey, I don't see how quoting Shakespeare counts as an elevator speech.
There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. To be a Unitarian or not to be a Unitarian, that is the question.
You can't just perform Hamlet. It's an elevator speech.
Some elevator rides are longer than others.
Okay, we have time to work on these later. Good start, though. Let's move on. Now, first we're going to give you official titles with matching name tags. We want to send the message that Unitarian Universalism is welcoming towards young people.
Youngster Schwartzman?
Youngster Scott?
Well, you're young at heart, right? Plus, elder was already taken. Now, I've got uniforms for you.
Oh. Well, these are bright.
Hey, how about a judge's robe instead? Otherwise, people will be able to spot us too easily.
And run away.
Okay, come on, gentlemen. We have lots of work to do.
And so, after much training, our heroes, ready or not, are set to hit the cul-de-sacs of Meridian. They have meditated. They've read a lot of Deepak Chopra. Please say a prayer for our poor missionaries. They need all the help they can get.
Hurry up, will ya?
Sorry, it took me a while to get ready.
We're not going to Patagonia in this.
Well, to do a job right, you need the proper equipment. I've got my trail mix, I've got my water, I've got my backpack, I've got my hat.
Well, I'm surprised you left the alpacas at home. Some packing animals would really come in handy, and Idaho wolves would love them too.
Hey, you may laugh now, but in a couple of hours, you'll be glad I brought trail mix. Come on, let's start knocking on doors.
What is this, a home invasion? Are you selling something? Before you start, you should know my Pinterest board is NRA themed.
Hey, we're from the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
I'm not interested in joining a cult.
Way to go, youngster, Scotty. Beam us out of here.
What'd I do?
You opened your mouth. Let me handle this one.
I told you I'm not interested in joining a cult.
Sir, you don't have to join our cult. I mean fellowship. We just want to let you know there is a Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Boise, that we're a place that values community, friendship, and the search for meaning in the universe. We're not trying to recruit you. We just want you to know we're there for you if you would ever need us.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. Say, when the Mormons came by, they offered to mow my lawn, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they brought fresh baked bread. What is it that the Unitarian Universalists have to offer?
Well, he could clear out any wasp's nests. We call him Wasp Whisperer.
No one has ever called me that.
I did actually get stung the other day. You know what? I think I would like to know more about Unitarian Universalism. Do you have any literature you could give me?
Oh, boy, do I. Let's see. What do we got here? All right. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hold on. You want literature?
Yes.
Okay. We got a Bible. We got A Chosen Faith, An Introduction to Unitarian Universalism.
Nice.
We got the Bhagavad Gita, As It Is. We've got the Poisonwood Bible. We have the Quran. The Essential Tao. Cornel West's Democracy Matters, Winning the Fight Against Imperialism. A Pocket Guide to Wine. The Power of Now. My favorite magazine, O. Mother Earth News, Guide to Organic Gardening. Shambhala Sun. Oh, wait. I gotta find it here. And the Practical Kabbalah Guidebook.
Oh, I like Cabela's.
A Game of Thrones.
Thank you so much.
It's just a really good book. Preparation, my friend. Preparation.
Not interested.
Get lost.
Got a mic I can talk into? Hey. Hey. That sounds interesting. But West Ada School District eliminated my job in June, and after spending summer watching The View, anything sounds interesting.
What? I can't... You're actually interested.
Yeah. Sure, you wouldn't happen to have any literature, would you?
Oh, boy, do I.
The Seven Principles.
cool.
And so, our missionaries closed out their day, reflecting on their hard day's work with a beer at Cloud Nine.
I gotta say, I'm not sure we're cut out for this sort of thing.
Speak for yourself, man. The people love me. I could run for coroner.
No, I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about UUs and missionary work in general. How do you describe Unitarian Universalism to people when the concept itself allows for constant reevaluation? Sure, there are guiding principles and beloved community, but how do you talk about what it means to be a UU in a way that everyone can understand?
You don't. You can't.
That seems negative.
What I mean is, we can talk about it all we like, and we should. But maybe actions speak louder than words. Maybe by our living our faith, our principles, our spiritual practices. Maybe by deliberate, thoughtful action, we can demonstrate what Unitarian Universalism is all about.
Say, are you okay?
I'm a little verklempt. Talk to yourself. But why do you ask?
Because you're making sense. Maybe we're all missionaries in a way. Every single minute of the day, when we talk with strangers, our family, even fellow Unitarians, what we do is what we are.
And as the sun goes down on our would-be missionaries, a lesson is learned. What we do and how we act is a fundamental part of the equation. To be a Unitarian Universalist is to act like one.
I would like to thank Alan Schwartzman, which I would not have been able to do this without. Alan, Jeanette, Tom, Wanda, Bill, and Brian, so thank you guys. So obviously I had my funny skit, but then I'm just going to finish up with my final remarks on the idea of missionaries in general, so I'll start with that. Missionaries, we all love them. We have them over for dinners. We high-five them on the streets. We give them hugs. We ask them about Jesus. Can't get enough of those missionaries. Right? Well, we may not all share the same level of enthusiasm for those members of other churches who earnestly and devoutly follow the spiritual call to spread the good news of their individual faiths. I myself have had mixed feelings towards missionaries from different spiritual backgrounds. I've felt everything from annoyance to fear to admiration. It could be said that missionaries carry with them their faith and their holy books, but we carry the emotional and cultural baggage that we have acquired in our own experiences, which in turn colors our ideas of what a missionary is. Let me give you an example of my experience with missionaries. Carrie and I live on Old Horseshoe Bend Road, close to Floating Feather. The house is removed back from the road a bit, so it's easy to miss, and I still drive by it all the time. It's very embarrassing. Our driveway is this twisty thing, and it's got a ditch next to it. It takes some finagling to back out of it once you've made it into the driveway. In other words, our house is kind of in the Bermuda Triangle. Now, for me, this is great, because we rarely get people knocking on our door. I'm an introvert who values peace and quiet and solitude. Whenever I'm watching a prison movie and some prisoner gets thrown in the hole, solitary confinement, I think, that's not so bad. I'd be like, that's what I want. The flip side of this is when somebody does knock or ring the doorbell, Carrie and I stare at each other and start whispering, "Who is it? Who could that be? I don't know. Go get the door. No, you get the door. See who it is first." The point is, we're not used to having people just drop by and we're easily rattled. This could be one of those home invasions, which I admit is kind of sad that my first thought when someone knocks is, this could be a home invasion. When in reality, it's probably just some middle school kid trying to sell coupon books for his school. Or at least that's his cover story. You don't want to fall for these little con artists. If you talked with Carrie or I, you probably know our pre-UU religious backgrounds. I grew up Baptist. Carrie grew up Mormon. We left our respective churches many years ago, but technically Carrie's name is still on the Mormon membership registry. This means that from time to time, Mormon missionaries will drop by to visit. As a side note, the Baptists have never showed any interest in getting you back. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. Yeah, at least try. Now, I don't know how the Mormon missionaries found our house. They have their ways. Now, whether by accident or design, every time the missionaries have dropped by to chat with Carrie, Carrie has been gone. So they get me. Now, I'm not the best conversationalist. Anybody want to argue that? No? Okay. No, I'm horrible. But without even trying, I can draw out the awkward silence, sapping any gathering of its convivial nature until all parties desperately wish to be somewhere else. So it kind of just spreads out. And, you know, I'm pretty much okay with that. It's kind of an introvert thing. But it makes me a lousy candidate to talk to anyone, let alone representatives of a religious order, is what I'm saying. On one day, I was visited first by two Mormon missionaries, very nice, polite, asking me lots of questions about my life, which would have been a good strategy for communicating with most people, just not me. I have to admit, I wasn't very polite back. They smiled, I didn't. They asked me questions. I gave terse answers. I flat out told them I wasn't interested. They smiled and said that if I ever needed anything, they'd be happy to help. No thanks, I replied. My words, my body language, my energy was, go away. Eventually, they gave me their contact cards and left. Not 5 minutes later, the door knocked, which triggered the wave of introvert panic and annoyance. I answered the door, glaring. There were two women representing the Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm not making that up. It was as if there had been a meeting between them and the Mormons to block out times to visit me. And I went through the cycle of them being nice and me being standoffish. And if I'm being completely honest, I was rude, actually. Plain and simple, rude. And I remember sitting there looking at the missionary's contact card, a copy of the watchtower that they had left. It occurred to me that these two sets of missionaries, in one day, within minutes of each other, had visited me, a Unitarian Universalist. And out of all five of us, I was the one who did not show kindness to my brothers and sisters. It's a safe bet to say I was the only Unitarian that they visited that day. I'm just statistically speaking. And although I doubt they even knew I was a Unitarian, I knew I had come up short. All of them had in their own way, in their own spiritual and cultural traditions, met me with namaste, and I did not return it. In this way, four different missionaries taught me a lesson. How you interact with people, and it's not just how you come across, but it's rooted in your actions, are a vital act of spiritual practice. And me, I needed more practice. I had to be more deliberate in my thoughts and actions, which in my mind is an essential part of Unitarian Universalism. After this aha moment, I knew I had to work harder to demonstrate compassion in human relations, as the second principle states. Talking with missionaries is an opportunity to demonstrate UU principles. And I've been going out of my way to push through my introverted nature just to engage in dialogue with people of different faiths and see that I can talk to people I don't know well yet. And I'm actually finding I like talking with missionaries now. I'll wave when I see one, ask he or she where they're from. I haven't reached the high five stage. Anything's possible. I am attempting to practice what Cheryl Strayed calls unconditional positive regard, which is hard to do when you disagree with someone. Despite that,
it may just be the best way forward. An open heart, an open mind, or as we often say, we need not think alike to love alike. Now, I did not become a Mormon. I did not become a Jehovah's Witness, but I did become a missionary of sorts, based on my encounters with missionaries of different faiths. These are troubled times, but what if we were all called to serve? Might not this service be the product of our highest selves in action? What a beautiful world such missionaries might make. What a beautiful poem our lives would be.